It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. Last week, we invited you to remember with us people who passed away in 2006, and the letters kept on coming. One that caught our attention was from David Hemingway in St. Louis. Iowa City and the University of Iowa lost a great scholar, humanist, and astronomer when James Van Allen passed away, the man who discovered the radiation belts that surround the planet, which are called the Van Allen radiation belts. He was a humble, endlessly good-humored man whose own smile radiated his joy at the continuing wonder of our universe. Last week, we wrapped up our coverage on the death of President Gerald Ford, and though the mail brought many tributes, we also heard from some critics. Listener Barbara Murray wrote, "On Ford's pardon of Nixon, I am embarrassed that elder statesmen are saying he did the right thing. All I hear is jovial camaraderie and good old boy support. He pardoned a man who led the way for our current misuse of lobbying power and corruption of the political process." Our New Year's Day segment on hangover cures brought a few shakily typed emails. Here's a four-step process from Jason Stockslager in Indiana. 1, wake up and drink some water. 2, eat a good, well-rounded meal from a greasy spoon. 3, caffeine and ibuprofen. The nicotine opens the blood vessels in the brain, the caffeine spreads the medicine to the body, and the medicine relieves the pain. 4, go back to bed. But John Sunderman in Redwood City, California, had the last word to say on the matter. He wrote, "I discovered the absolutely best method several years ago. Don't drink too much in the first place." Our show about online collaboration with the author of Wikinomics elicited tons of input in true Wiki style. John in Charlotte, North Carolina wrote, "I'm very entertained by your story. I've worked for 20 years in large corporations. I've always been frustrated by my innovations generating huge amounts of money for my employer. An executive or two gets a huge bonus from my work, and I usually get a pat on the back. I end up licking my wounds reading Ayn Rand's Fountainhead again. Your guest gives me hopes that the old paradigm may not last forever." Sarah Aaron in San Francisco sounded a cautionary note. "My greatest concern about the growing influence of wiki thinking is that it assumes that everybody's input is equally worthwhile. In the end, a company like Procter & Gamble will still need somebody with experience to evaluate the multiple suggestions of the community." Jeremy Hughes noticed that Talk of the Nation is a wiki, sort of. In a sense, he wrote, "It seems that radio shows like this are a precursor to online collaborations, taking a concept and building on it with the input of your audience." And we'd like to keep it that way. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.